ready for some noises? Well, I'm ready to make some noises here at 98.1 KZE. Good Friday night. Darren DeVivo with you. It's Noises from the Valley, our last show for the month of February 2026. Later on, we're going to celebrate George Harrison's birthday. George would have been 83 years old. The youngest Beatle would have turned 83 years old a couple of days ago on February 25th. So I've got some solo George Harrison, some Beatles to share with you. That'll be later on in the night. Right now, let's get things started as Emerson, Lake & Palmer welcomes us back. It's Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Performing on a stool, we recite. my hand. Jack is in his corset and Jane is in her vest. Me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Riding in a Stutz Bearcat gym. Those were different times. The poets studied rules of birth, and all the ladies rolled their eyes. Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane. Jackie is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk. They're both saving up all their money when they come home from work. Sitting by the fire, radio display a little classical music for you, kids, to the march of the wooden soldiers. And you can hear Jack say, CJ, CJ, CJ. Some people like to go out dancing, but other people, they gotta work. And there's always some evil mother to tell you life is full of dirt, and the women never really faint, and the villains always blink their eyes. The children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die. But anyone who had a heart, he wouldn't want to turn around and break it. Anyone who ever played a part, he wouldn't want to turn around and hate it. Sweet Jane, 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 oh my, Sweet Jane.
You know, back in 1972, the album All the Young Dudes was the first thing some folks were hearing from the band Mott the Hoople, but they by no means were a new band getting their start in the late 60s. All the Young Dudes actually was their fifth album from 1972. That was Mott the Hoople covering the Velvet Underground's Sweet Jane. Of course, Lou Reed wrote that one, and David Bowie was producing Mott the Hoople, All the Young Dudes, the album. We heard the Black Keys in there, Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney in Lonely Boy. And it was Emerson, Lake and Palmer with part two of the first impression of Carnival 9. Going back to 1973, Brain Salad Surgery, the album. This is Noises from the Valley at WKZE 98.1 FM and also 105.9 FM and WKZE.com. Darren DeVivo with you, and coming your way, Canadian singer-songwriter Ron Sexsmith. This is 98.1 KZE, Darren DeVivo with you on Noises from the Valley. We hang out Friday nights from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 98.1 KZE. Here's Canadian singer-songwriter Ron Sexsmith, and Right About Now.
When the world is wearing me down, and the wind is throwing its weight around, so cold it blows right through me. I need your love, I so could use your love right about now. The same soul needs a chin, but I just don't know where to begin. Give me something to go on. I need your love, I so could use your love. That it's late and I see things so clearly, must be something I can do. I feel like calling, but it's much too early for you. So I'm up here tonight, the words have come out wrong. Think I'll just let my heart speak. I so could use your love right about now.
flocking back from Maine to Tenerife. Yeah, and I got my act together. Okay, it's just an act, but it served me well for a long, long time. And here's my secret, Jack. You need a real long finish that never quits, like English treacle on harmony grits. A buttery flavor that goes on and on, with a hint of grease and a nose too long. But you got to do it your own way, on cigarettes and a bad Chardonnay. Yes, cigarettes, yes, cigarettes and bad Chardonnay. Ba 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 ba, bad Chardonnay. So bad. Continents from the backseat of a van, where the scenery just disappears like the members of your band. From LA across to New York, Seattle to New Orleans, on a rocket fuel and gasoline and everything in between. You need a real long finish that never quits, like English toffee on harmony grits. A buttery flavor that goes on and on, with a hint of grease and a nose too long. But you got to do it your own way, on cigarettes and bad Chardonnay. Get cigarettes and bad Chardonnay. Times, and it's not always that bad. In fact, it's kind of comforting, like the friend you never had. When the walls collapse around you and the kaleidoscope explodes, you feel so small and meaningless, you finally let go. You need a real long finish that never quits, like English treacle on harmony grits. A buttery flavor that goes on and on, with a hint of grease and a nose too long. But you got to do it your own way, on cigarettes and bad Chardonnay. Yes, cigarettes and bad Chardonnay. Cigarettes, yes, cigarettes and bad Chardonnay.
Graham Parker on 98.1 KZE here on Noises from the Valley. Graham Parker and Bad Chardonnay. And Graham wasn't alone, working with the band The Figs on his album Songs of No Consequence from back in 2005. The Figs from the Saratoga Springs area. Graham Parker there. Matthew Sweet from his third album, his breakthrough, Girlfriend. And I wanted to tell you, and I want to send out healing vibes and best wishes to Matthew Sweet, who suffered a stroke a little over a year ago. I forget exactly when, but he is trying to work his way back He's got a tough road ahead. It was a fairly significant stroke from what I understand. So wishing him nothing but the best. Lots of love to Matthew Sweet. Ron Sexsmith in there with Right About Now. Here at 98.1 KZE, I'm Darren DeVivo. Later on, I think we'll start next hour. I'll play some George Harrison songs, some Beatles songs. You know, the youngest Beatle, George Harrison, would have been 83 years old and celebrating his birthday a couple of days ago on February 25th. So some George Harrison music, some Beatles music coming up later on tonight on Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE. It's Noises from the Valley. It's 98.1 KZE. And it's Darren DeVivo with you and a song from Bruce Cockburn.
Florida Canyon lime juice, it's 3 a.m. Blow a fruit fly off the rim of my glass. The radio's playing Superchunk and the Friends of Dean Martinez. Midnight, it was bike tires whacking the potholes, milling humans, shivering energy glow, fusing the spaces between them with bar throb bass and laughter.
around this station long enough to know where the brakeman disappears, when the whistle blows, and who's gonna make it out all right when the final night train shows our bay. It's true, I've seen a lot of women here waiting just like you. Hear the fireman start singing the same time every day, same song about his life and his well-planned getaway. And it's a shame to hear such a pretty voice with not one thing to say. Ah, babe, it's true, you would have loved him back in town if he'd only sung for you. Water tower always shines so cold in the shadow of the payphone where the saints are getting bored. And it don't matter to them now if it's real or just fool's gold. I'll pay. It's true, I heard all the saints tonight talking only of you. Listen deep into the night, girl, can you hear the whistle blow? Looks like you're gonna make it out all right, but there's one thing you must know. The only ones who can help you now are the ones who must stay here when you go. Ah, babe, it's true, I've seen a lot of women smiling just like you. And there are some saints still in hiding by the river in the reeds, and they're turning down every train that don't feel the right speed. Sing them this song when you pass by, it'll be your last good deed. Oh, babe, it's true, the saints are down every line waiting just for you.
On 98.1 KZE, Darren DeVivo with you, Noises from the Valley. You know, if it is the last night of the world, I'm thrilled to be riding on the night train with you, traveling miles away. Like the way I tied that all together?
Call. You're staring at that phone. It's like you're already miles and miles away. Miles away. Miles away. We got this life, so if I turn around, we only talk about what happened last. We try to move ahead, but we're losing ground. Heartache and the pain of the past. Staring at that far horizon, I don't even know why I stay. You're already miles and miles away. Miles and miles away.
Miles away.
From your sad deliberation.
Miles away.
From a life in disarray. And all these recriminations and these stones all in your pathway. When you're so mean and wild, staring at that far horizon, I don't even know why you stay. It's like you're already miles and miles away. Miles away.
Miles away.
From these sad deliberations.
Miles away.
From the innocence betrayed. Abandoned expectations and the stones that we have made. Stones, baby, they're in your pathway.
There's Jackson Browne here at 98.1 KZE, and that's Miles Away from I'm Alive, his 1993 album, an album that saw Jackson Browne stepping away from the political songwriting, which had graced his 1980s albums World in Motion and Lives in the Balance, and he kind of got back to more introspective, more personal, more romantic songwriting with the I'm Alive album in 93 featuring Miles Away. Before Jackson Browne, the late, great Bill Morrissey did Night Train, part of an album that came out the same year that Jackson Browne's I'm Alive came out, 1993. And it was Bruce Coburn, Last Night of the World, from Breakfast in New Orleans, Dinner in Timbuktu. You know, Bruce Coburn's going to be spending decent amount of time on the road this year, and he'll be playing New York City's Town Hall on October 24th. Bruce Coburn, Last Night of the World, here at 98.1 KZE. This is Noises from the Valley. Coming up, Paul McCartney and Wings. Darren DeVivo with you on Noises from the Valley, here at WKZE. 98.1 FM and 105.9 FM. And remember, there's a couple of other ways you can listen. You could tune in on our app, download our app, listen to us there, or stream WKZE at WKZE.com. And Noises from the Valley comes your way Friday nights from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. The brand new documentary about Paul McCartney and the band Wings is now available on Prime, called Paul McCartney, Man on the Run. It's an excellent film. I've seen it a couple of times, saw it a few weeks back, and then I caught it in a movie theater. It was in cinemas over the past, I don't know, week or so, and now available on Prime. And it is a fine film that deals with the Beatles' breakup, specifically how Paul McCartney dealt with the breakup of the Beatles, and how he got himself back on his feet, making music again, and soon after that, forming Wings. So check it out. Paul McCartney, Man on the Run, from the 1973 album Red Rose Speedway, which was the second Wings album. This is one of Paul McCartney's masterpieces. Here's Wings and Little Lamb Dragonfly on 98.1 KZE.
You've gone.